Of the more than 140 cases that met the definition of sex abuse and harassment, three involving staff on youth and secure detention facilities were substantiated. As a result, all three staff members have been fired, and two have been referred to law enforcement for prosecution. Meanwhile, a dozen other cases are pending. Jim Schuler is a spokesman for Georgia's Department of Juvenile Justice.
DJJ has pledged to maintain a sexually safe environment for all our residents. And for the commissioner, that means, in his mind, that means taking immediate corrective steps when something like this occurs to ensure that all the reports of sex abuse and harassment are quickly and thoroughly investigated.
Schuler says as a result of the federal survey and the investigation, Department Commissioner Avery Niles has ordered sweeping changes for the department's investigation unit.
All of the DJJ investigators will attend comprehensive training schedule, and it'll include fundamentals on investigations, and this will be taught by the Georgia Bureau of Investigation. There'll also be updated DJJ procedures for processing cases once an investigation is complete.
The response by Commissioner Niles pleases some advocates, but they want to know how the department will help those juveniles who have been sexually abused. Michelle Worth, WABE News.